A proposed solar farm about an hour west of Madison is generating some controversy among local residents.
The 300-megawatt Badger Hollow project in western Iowa County would be one of the largest in the nation. Developers say when it's up and running, it could power more than 70,000 homes.
Opinions among landowners are split. Some like the income potential for hosting the panels and support the move away from fossil fuels. Others say the solar farm would be an eyesore, eliminate valuable farmland, and drive out residents.
Chris Hubick covers energy, transportation, and environmental issues for the Wisconsin State Journal. Chris, thanks a lot for joining us today.
It's my pleasure.
Well, give us the basics of this proposed solar power utility scale project.
Sure. So the project is called Badger Hollow. It's a 300-megawatt solar farm. It's proposed for far western edge of Iowa County. That's about 15 miles west of Dodgeville, about an hour from Madison.
And talk about the scale of this project. This is, I mean, if you want bigger ones, you have to go to places like Nevada, right? This is big for Wisconsin.
This is very big, not just for Wisconsin. It would be the biggest in the Midwest. And yeah, like you say, there's a handful bigger ones, but they're in the desert of California, Nevada. There's one in Minnesota up in Chisago County that's 100 megawatts. But right now, the biggest in Wisconsin is about 2.5. So we're talking 100 times bigger than anything.
2.5 megawatts. This would be 300 megawatts. Yeah. Wow. So, okay. So this is a big deal.
Yeah. 100 times or more bigger than anything we've seen.
And now, who is building this project? And I know that may be a more complicated question than it sounds when it comes to the utility industry.
It is. Officially, the people behind the project is a company called Invenergy. They're based out of Chicago, and they're the largest independent, privately held renewable energy provider in North America. It's kind of a mouthful. But they've done dozens of wind and solar farms around the world, as well as a handful of battery storage projects and about a dozen natural gas plants. This will be their largest solar project.
But
today,
for somebody flipping a switch at home, they're not going to pay a bill to Invenergy.
No. And that's where it gets a little bit more complicated. Invenergy is a private developer, can build a wind farm or a solar farm and sell the electricity they generate into the market. And your provider, MG&E or Alliant or whoever, might buy some of that power, but you would never pay a bill to them. What complicates this a little bit is that Invenergy has agreed to sell half of the project once it's built to MG&E and Wisconsin Public Service Corp, or WPS.
So they have these pre-commitments to sell part of the project, and people are already lined up to buy the electricity, right?
Correct. Yeah. So Invenergy will keep half of it and sell that energy either through a contract or in the wholesale market. But these two utilities will then buy half of it, and they will own it just like they would a coal plant.
Yeah. Now, you talk to a lot of people, stakeholders in this story at one level or another, and I want to start on the farms of Iowa County. Can you talk a little bit about the farmers and the people you talk to who will be renting, I guess, their land, in effect, for this project?
Sure. There's not a whole lot. There's maybe two dozen farmers or landowners who've agreed to rent some portion of their land out for this. That, you know, it might be 40 acres or 160 acres in some cases. And for them, this is a pretty good deal. Invenergy is paying, by most reports, $700 an acre. That's per year. That's about five times the average rent for cropland in Wisconsin.
And farmers, the economic situation they're facing, depending on what they're producing, say milk and other commodity prices, not very high. A lot of people going out of business. This might be an attractive opportunity for some farmers.
Sure. Yeah. Dairy farmers have been struggling for years. Even the crop farmers, they might have good years, but they have a lot of bad years where they're lucky to break even. This is a guaranteed source of income for 25 to 50 years.
And then for people who don't own that land, is there an economic benefit seen for local communities in Iowa County?
There is. the state law has a provision that Invenergy or any power producer like this would have to pay local government revenue. Works out to about $1.2 million a year for the county and the towns. So Invenergy has agreed also to replace some of the lost property tax revenue for the school district and other local taxation districts, because the land would be tax exempt, but there's payments in lieu of taxes.
And there isn't universal support in the communities involved. Especially it sounds like some of the neighbors of these projects are not necessarily on board here.
Correct. There's a lot of folks in that community who are not thrilled with it, either for personal reasons, because there's people whose land would be surrounded on one, two, or three sides by solar panels. Other folks have more general worries about the farmland. This is very good farmland being taken out of production for a couple of generations. They worry that there won't be enough land available for some of the bigger operators who need land to rent. And they worry that it'll just drive people away, that people will sign a contract and move to Florida, and other folks won't want to live around just a massive solar farm.
Talking to Chris Hubick with the Wisconsin State Journal, talking about a big proposed solar power, utility-scale solar power production zone in western Iowa County here in Wisconsin. Chris, what is the process for getting something like this approved? It's shorter in some ways than a lot of utility projects might be.
It could be. So it will require permission from the Public Service Commission. This is the three-member panel of utility regulators in the state. But because of the way that it's been proposed, it's a little bit different, since Invenergy has proposed this as what's called in the energy a merchant plant, meaning that they're not a rate-based utility who's going to stick their customers directly with the cost. So the bar for approval is a little bit lower in terms of what the PSC will look at in terms of the need and the engineering and the design. Then there's a separate case in which PSC is considering the utilities trying to buy this. But the two-step process, which is kind of happening in tandem, has raised some eyebrows among consumer advocates and others who just think that maybe the project won't get the same level of scrutiny as it would had the utilities just proposed this themselves.
Will this get any kind of environmental consideration? And do concerns like, I don't want to live next to a solar panel, is that something that somebody can object to?
So the PSC did, I don't want to call it cursory, but they did a fairly simplified environmental analysis looking at some of those issues surrounding it. A lot of the opponents of the project are sort of crying foul, and they want to see a more thorough investigation of the environmental impacts. There are a lot of unanswered questions in terms of what type of panels would be used, exactly how the panels will be sited. One of the big questions is what happens when the project reaches the end of its useful life. Mm-hmm. The owners are responsible for decommissioning, but they've proposed to wait 15 years before putting together a detailed plan and putting up money to take the panels out.
Do we have specific rules that say where you can site the solar panels? I remember a while back there were state laws put in place, I think, on wind turbines that say how close they could be to houses and things like that. Is there something like that for solar?
No.
No.
And that's one of the things that's confounded some of the opponents and neighbors. This is so new for Wisconsin on this scale that the PSC just hasn't developed rules. Some of the folks who are opposing it and have intervened in the process, kind of a technical term, but they have a vested interest in this. They have petitioned the PSC to make rules for this. Invenergy has objected, saying it's not really necessary. They're saying the PSC has enough tools to guide how they want to design this, but no, this is kind of uncharted territory.
This is the first solar plant on this scale in Wisconsin, first thing anything close to it. Would it be the last if it gets approved?
Very unlikely. There's already another one of similar size. I think it's 150 megawatts up near Manitowoc. That's in the application process right now with the PSC. If you look in what's called the planning queue, which is the folks who manage the grid, the power grid in the Midwest, they sort of keep track. Anybody who wants to do a big generation project has to apply and have a study to make sure that it's not going to throw everything off. If you look in there, there's two dozen projects proposed of 100 megawatts or bigger, up to 400 megawatts. So
all in Wisconsin or around
in
the
Wisconsin?
Just
no,
in Wisconsin.
Just in Wisconsin. Not all of those are going to get built, but this is clearly a new reality here.
Sounds like we'll have you back to talk about some of those projects in the future. Chris, thanks a lot for joining us.
It was my pleasure. Thanks.
Chris Hubbuck is an energy, transportation, and environmental reporter with the Wisconsin State Journal. We talked to him about the controversy over a proposed 300-megawatt solar farm in Iowa County.